Jail mail.
It's a Friday the 13th edition of Jail Mail, baby. Every Friday at 3, I read letters from inmates locked up in the Twin Falls County Jail. If you're locked up, write in. P.O. Box 1259, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83301. And Chris Taylor, he's written in before and he's writing in again. He's the man that actually shot a Jerome police officer. And weird thing is, I started my morning off while I was watching the news, KMVT, Rise and Shine, Southern Idaho, if I can say it. And Dennis Clark is the man, and he's back. He's recovered. He's back, and word is he's lost vision in one of his eyes. But I thought it was just so cool that he came back to work, putting the uniform back on, putting his life on the line again for the Magic Valley. I thought that was really cool. And we always say how much we appreciate our troops, but you know what? Our hometown heroes, the police officers. And I know that sometimes you get pulled over and you're going five over and you're like, really? But when it comes down to it, I think the police officers got my back. And if you're really doing something wrong, well, they're obviously there for a reason. So thank you so much to Dennis Clark for coming back. I think that is very cool, man. But anyways, let's get back to jail mail, baby. We're hearing from Chris Taylor again. Here's his letter. Kendra, hey girl, still holding it down here in the 200 block. I want to tell my ex-girlfriend Beth that you gotta do what you gotta do, and I don't hate you for it. You'll always have me as a friend, and if I remember this right, you were my homegirl way before any of this BS ever happened. I love and miss you, and I'll always be here for you, baby girl. Will you play Don't Treat Me Bad by Firehouse? And if it's cool, will you play Remember Yesterday by Skid Row afterwards? Thanks, Kendra. Ooh. Thanks for keeping it classic rock, man. I can do both of those. It's a jail mail request here on 98.3 The Snake.